China is under increasing pressure to revalue its currency. U.S. critics say China is keeping the renminbi artificially low against the dollar. They say that's holding down U.S. exports and costing Americans jobs. Congress has given China an April 15th deadline to move toward floating its currency. The World's Mary Kay Magstad looks at why China has been slow to take that step.
China is, in some ways, a victim of its own success. Its success at racking up double-digit economic growth based on cheap exports. The economy is structured to support that model, and the government buys an estimated $1 billion worth of foreign currency per day to keep the renminbi cheap, so Chinese exports seem cheap in their target markets. But the ground is shifting. The global financial crisis has reduced demand for China's exports, and demographic changes in China mean the old factory system is chronically short of labor. Premier Wen Jiabao acknowledged in a news conference earlier this month that China has to change.
Impact of the international financial crisis on the Chinese economy is, in a sense, an impact on our economic structure and pattern of economic development.
He said restructuring would take time. But the rest of the world is growing impatient. Some in Congress are calling for China to be named a currency manipulator and that a tariff of 25% or more be slapped on Chinese goods to offset a currency that some believe is undervalued by up to 40%. But Michael Pettis, a former Wall Street executive who now teaches finance at Beijing University, says slower is actually better.
That gives time for the export sector to adjust and to become more efficient, and the impact on unemployment would be pretty minimal. I mean, but if you do it very, very quickly, then the risk is that you have a surge in unemployment, which causes consumption actually to go down. As people lose their jobs, of course, they reduce their consumption.
Too many Americans know all about that. And China does, too, because a decline in U.S. consumption has meant a decline in Chinese exports. China's leaders know they have to step up incentives for Chinese consumption to start to drive economic growth. As it stands, China's household consumption rate of 35% is about half that of the U.S. Pettis says a rise in the value of the renminbi would make imports cheaper for Chinese, but it could also encourage them to buy more Chinese-made goods. He says interest rates should also rise, or inflation will. Pettis has his own prescription to resolve the currency crisis.
If I were Wen Jiabao, I would be very, very eager to get sort of a global initiative in which the major surplus countries and the major deficit countries work out a program over 6, 7, 8 years in which the deficit countries agree to keep their markets open and the surplus countries agree to take the necessary steps to boost domestic household demand. It's a very, very big proposal, though, and it's very unlikely it's going to happen. But I think that's the least painful way out of this dilemma.
What is more likely to happen, he fears, is a trade war or something close to it. Given how important the China-U.S. relationship is on solving multiple issues, he says no one's likely to come out a winner if things turn ugly. But to avoid that, pressure is building on China to start walking down the path of financial reform. It didn't help that Wen Jiabao insisted earlier this month that the Chinese currency is not undervalued. The fact that the government has to intervene so aggressively to keep it cheap suggests otherwise. Letting it rise would force export-oriented businesses to scramble and reinvent themselves. But many, even some inside the Chinese government, think it's time or near time to let that happen. But it's all about pace. And, as always with the Chinese government, it's also, at least a bit, about face. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.